So in the last 3 years, the page has grown from, I think, maybe around 9,000 people when I took on being an administrator for the page. And in that 3 years, we've grown to well over 20,000 folks now. So naturally, there's been an increase of I guess, hostility from one side to the other. We live in a largely conservative community, but we still try to be inclusive and let everyone have a voice. So I would say either due to the change in administrations or just in the number of people joining the page, it has increased dramatically.
Well, that brings up another point that you may or may not be able to answer, but based on your analytics of the page, do you find that the majority of people that are creating the hostile comments, are they local or are they from out of the area?
Well, so it's the Lincoln County, you know, Fayetteville, Lincoln County, Tennessee happenings page, but of course we have the surrounding communities as well. And it's a pretty good mix. So you might have, you know, some folks from, I'd say, Hazel Green and Fayetteville are probably the two largest communities, or the Hazel Green area, Huntsville. I don't know that I've specifically looked at it to see which area it is, but I do know that several of the folks are in fact very local.
Okay. Well, that's really what I was looking for. But also, I am over the video ministry at my church, and our website literally has hits from all over the world, as well as across the country. So I was wondering if maybe there was some agitation being stirred up from out of state or actually across from another part of the country, if you get my drift.
I do. So, and we do have some of that, because I mean, if you're on the page and you've got a cousin, uncle, brother, sister, whatever in Colorado or whatever other state that wants to join the page, typically we'll let them join. They may want to be, you know, informed and involved in what's going on in your community. So we'll let them join. And there's been several people who have either been born and raised in Fayetteville or have just moved out of Fayetteville that moved to other states. And occasionally they do chime in. But I would say that's probably a smaller percentage than our local folks.
Well, recently, and what brought about mine and your conversation was you were having to, people have used, or you've had to call people down for their hostile comments or political comments being made on a page that wasn't intended for that. What do you think is, why has that increased to where it's now a problem where you have to go on the page and really bring people down? Has it grown that much in the last few weeks or months?
Well, you know, so we're you know, in 6 or 8 months, 8 months or so of a new administration. So that always causes some tension, if you will. But then, you know, with the passing of Charlie Kirk, that kind of got everything stirred up. And there's just a lot of political turmoil, both nationally and unfortunately, even locally. And some of that does bleed over to the page. We try to make the page as politics free as we can, but some of these events, you know, like the one in the post that you were referring to earlier, it is in fact a political event, but they should still have the right to have it. And I, you know, I have my personal politics and my personal feelings. I don't have to support everything that I approve, but I still believe that they ought to have the ability to organize those events. So that's what we do. And it never fails, whether it's a Trump train or a Charlie Kirk vigil or the Pride Parade or a No Kings protest, regardless of what it is, it, in my opinion, deserves to be heard. There, you know, in no case should we ever be trying to, quote, silence the opposition. And it never fails that I get both sides mad at me, because for a Charlie Kirk vigil, one side goes in and they want to create fuss and ruckus on that post. And then as soon as the quote, the other side posts for like the No Kings protest that's on the page now, you know, then the other side comes in and they create a ruckus. So it goes both ways. And I've done pretty good at keeping them all mad at me, because I remove their comments if it's not applicable and productive to the post.